What's up, After Buzzers? We are back for the final season of How to Get Away with Murder. Annalise is in rehab, Laurel is still missing, and Tegan is officially guilty. We are talking all that and more right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What's up, everybody? We are just like ruining the mics over here, but that's okay. Thank y'all so much for joining us. What an episode. Final season. Holy smokes. Thank y'all so much for joining us. We have the chat open, so let us know what y'all thought. I'm your host, April Wissenhant, joined by my lovely panel. Hey, I love it.
We back.
We have my OG panelist with me right here, Elena, of course.
Come on, OG. I had like a little Vogue moment happening right there.
Love it. We have the lover of all crime docs, horror,
yes,
everything, Jamie Gray.
I love it. Hey, guys.
And we have the fashion king, trendiest person, CJ Walker.
What's up? I'm back.
I'm sorry, who labeled you fashion king?
First of all,
fashion king of this.
I was going to be quiet about it.
Oh, got it.
I'm the only male.
I get it.
Holy smokes, what did y'all think?
I was very disappointed, let me just say that.
Yeah, really? Tell us why.
You agree or no?
Yeah, I agree. Like, not like very disappointed, but I expected a little bit more for the first episode. So, yeah.
Y'all know Jamie's my girl because we're both Aries.
Come on, fire sign, Aries.
I thought you said Eerie. I was like, why are you Eerie? Sorry.
Yeah, we're both Eerie.
Anyway.
I wasn't expecting the whole who killed Annalise thing to happen, but it didn't make me happy. Like, it wasn't like a juicy kind of ooh. Right. It was like a, damn, she gotta die?
Mm. Yeah, I kind of liked the premiere this season or this, like, half season, whatever you gonna call it.
Yeah.
I don't think it was supposed to be like super big or whatever, because it's the first episode. You can't start off with like a bang.
Yes, you can. I need a little bit more pizzazz. Yeah. And I think
that's
also just for it to end, it was like, Annalise, what's happened to her? Who did it? You know, I think that they tried to kind of pull us in, but I just wasn't fully engaged. So.
I was fully engaged more with a few things that happened in the episode, like the Tegan stuff with Crawford. I was more into that. I totally am on the same page as y'all with being like, what? And why are you going to say Annalise is dead now? I think it was meant to have a bigger impact than it actually did for all of us, which maybe everyone else feels different, but it just came off as a little like, meh, meh.
Yeah, and also, I mean, because the finale from last season was kind of dry. Remember, we were all kind of like, we were expecting more. What was this for a finale? So then for us to come back to this, it's like, you know, I need to pick me up.
Well, technically, it's not a premiere. It's just like the halfway point. So imagine if we didn't have all that time between.
This is the premiere?
Not really.
Of the final season?
Yeah.
The first episode of season 6.
It's just part B. It's part B of season 6.
This is part A.
This is episode 1 of season 6. And because it's the finale season, meaning that the show is over, I just expected a bigger bang. Like Pete was saying that he was so grateful to ABC that he gets to really give all of the characters a close.
Yep.
So in my mind, I'm just like, it's a close death for Annalise. Like, obviously it's going to develop throughout the season and we have a lot to get to, but yeah. I'm just underwhelmed at this moment.
And people in the live chat are kind of saying the same thing. Olivia McClennis, hey girl, she says, me too, very disappointed. Drac Tenebra says they practically ignored the finale.
Black Magic says it's the
favorite.
First episode, I'm not too disappointed.
Okay, yeah. But they said not too disappointed, so that means they're slightly disappointed. You're on our team.
There you go. We have a lot to discuss for sure. Make sure y'all stay tuned because we have some great news and gossip as well as our special segment, Keating's Best, as well as a special top three we're doing, breaking down the top three murders of the whole show. I want to start off with, you know, number one, obviously, Annalise.
Or Karen.
a.k.a. Karen. She's in rehab. And I thought it was therapy at first, but I guess rehab is a lot like therapy.
Yeah.
Right.
I was wondering why she went there, but I thought it was because she did get, like, randomly drunk that one time last season. I was shocked to know that, learn later that it was because of Crawford. Were y'all shocked that it was because of that?
No, that was her boyfriend.
Right.
I mean, not officially.
I mean, they were out there lip-locking.
They did. I forgot. Yes,
yeah,
they did.
I think I tried to put them in the back of my head. I think, yeah, because you know I was not here for it.
Remember they had this moment when they were professing their love low-key for each other when he went to dinner with the mom? Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
I was here for the love story. I don't remember if I was here for it.
I don't think I was.
I was here for it as well, but I guess I just kind of separated that because I'm only thinking about his death. But, like, obviously it really messed her up because... I mean, she didn't just relapse. She did all kind of stuff.
Because right before he died, she had just jumped on board with wanting to be with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, child.
I know.
It's a little bit of a mess, but she's pretending to be this person named Karen. And I thought that the Karen thing...
Wait, did she say her name was Karen? Called her Karen for, like, a random reason.
No, like, in the group circle, they were like, well, Karen, it's your turn. She was calling herself Karen.
Right.
But why do y'all think she...
She doesn't even look like a Karen.
I know, right?
That sounds like, girl, Ebony something.
I was distracted that whole rehab scene because Karen reminds me of the person... You know the white lady in the stores who have the haircuts who be asking to speak to the manager?
Her roommate! Yeah! Her roommate was Karen. Not actually, but her roommate looks like Karen.
Her roommate did look like Karen. So I was like, Annalise, Karen?
Yeah.
Right.
But they have this moment where the counselor, the main girl, whatever her name was, she puts, like, the names that they call each other, or they call themselves, I'm sorry, on the pillow. And Annalise kind of goes into this moment of thinking it's dumb and, like, what she calls herself. I thought she was just going to sit there and be like, this is the dumbest thing ever, and leave. So, you know, we end up seeing her, obviously, beat the pillow in the end, even though she does it by herself. So, are y'all, I mean, what do you think about her kind of finally coming to this? We've been talking about this for so long that she needs to, like, get away. She's the only one who hasn't actually killed anybody. Everybody else has. Are y'all surprised that she actually has finally come to this realization that she maybe needs to get away and support herself?
I mean, my thing is, how many times, Annalise, do we have to go through this? I feel like she's tried to get some form of help many times throughout the seasons. And so, you know, it's just like you just wish the best for her. But even before she went back to drinking, she was doing well for a second. So you just never know when she's going to go back to needing help again.
Yeah. I think that the Laurel stuff is playing into this as well, because obviously she's still missing. But it is interesting to me that she... kind of now is thinking all of this because it's the time where people maybe seem to need her the most. Like, she's missing. One of her people are missing. Not just one of her people, but, like, she's Christopher's godmother. Right. And now she's kind of feeling, okay, I want out. I want out from everything. But that...
Well, she came back, though.
She did. But that leads me to believe that she thinks that Laurel left herself.
I think she's trying to convince herself that Laurel left because Laurel was standing next to her when Laurel disappeared. Mm-hmm. So it's like, how could I have missed someone taking you? Literally all she did was turn her head, look the other way, and Laurel was gone.
Yeah.
So I think she's trying to convince herself that Laurel had to have walked off because she's so good that she wouldn't miss something like that. Mm-hmm. And then going back to the whole her beating into the pillow, when she finally had that breakdown in the pillow, I literally wrote in my notes, I feel like she was releasing the burdens of almost like a black single mom in a sense, because she talked about how the Keating Five aren't her real kids, but she feels like they are, and she literally carries all of their burdens, and that was the moment where she finally released. And yes, she's been here before, but not in that way. Right. Not emotionally. Like, she's been here before where she's like, okay, I need to be independent, or I need to be selfish. I need to go do my own thing. Y'all are grown. Take care of yourself. But she's never been there to the fact where she was able to have this emotional release that was so relatable on screen. Mm-hmm. So I think just kudos to Annalise for that scene, because the way she was even using her body when she was
beating,
like, it was coming up from her stomach. That's talent.
She was using that core.
That is talent.
I was like, baby girl.
I kind of had a different reaction to that scene. I kind of thought that was really overdrawn and, like, a lot. And I didn't think it was necessary for her to go that far in that scene.
I thought that, like, at the end when the Keating Five was doing it, I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I think for her, they showed us her kind of going that crazy because of the scene where they showed her going so crazy on the drugs. Like, there's a reason why Viola Davis is nominated for Best Actress in a Drama every single year, because just her facial expressions, like, I kept thinking that, I'm like, you're not really drunk when this is happening. I mean, maybe she is, and maybe she's having a little fun, but not on what she was actually on. But she's just, the way she conveys these emotions, and like you just see her face. The fact that she finally asked for help, even when we see her in the hospital. But I think that they showed her kind of like going through the worst and then going through the worst. Yeah. It was a little much for sure, but I think she kind of needed that because Annalise is a person who needs a little much.
But still, is it really realistic to see like a 60-year-old woman doing that? Like,
yes, and who? I mean, she's not 60.
First of all, the fact that you just said Annalise was 60?
Come on. She's black. You know black don't crack.
But so she may be 60.
I'm not disrespect right now. You're not going to guess
60. How dare you?
Okay, regardless.
She's at least in her 40s.
Can you see someone of that age like going crazy on a pool? Like,
first of all, 60 is not what it used to be.
Yeah,
if you're on drugs.
It's not even about going crazy on a pillow. It's literally releasing, like, having
the hate for yourself. She's releasing.
CJ, you know.
Right, I think that Annalise, you know, just with the students, we're all finding out that there's a reason why she chose all of them. Mm-hmm. And so I think she just did take on the guilt of all of them. But at the same time, she doesn't want anything to do with them either. Like, I feel like part of it is she wants to just feel needed, you know? And I think that's where she's trying to fill that void.
Well, at least she does end up coming back in the end, and she kind of, it's like, to me, I think, like, she got out what she needed to, and then she's like, okay, let's go. And even, like, the scene with Nate picking her up from the airport, of course she called Nate to pick her up from the airport. Do y'all, wait, hold on, sidebar for 1 second. Do you think they're going to try to make Annalise and Nate a thing, or no?
No.
No, really? I kind of hope they do. She needs some love.
She does, but she's broken his heart so many times. Honestly, Nate, don't choose Annalise.
Nate does. Yeah.
She's twisted her.
Remember, like, when they were in court, and then she framed him and all this? Like, he's forgiven her so many times. Yeah. It's just, let it go. Find somebody else.
Nate definitely deserves better than Annalise. However,
I love them together.
Same. I do too.
And when they're together, we get a lot of back moments from Nate. You know, his strong muscle back.
The back.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You know, he is never fine. Forget about his back.
Man, let me also say, the people who do this show, they did it on purpose because he was sitting there researching her on his computer with nothing on.
And then he sits back and
And then he says, like, come on, dude.
I know. He's amazing.
We're not complaining, though.
But she gets the kids back, goes back to them, I should say, and she leads them through this same exercise of them, like, beating the pillow to get all of their stuff out and the names that they call themselves. And it's an emotional moment for everybody. And, like, we all knew the issues that they kind of have for themselves, but they really, you know, they get everything out. So I'm happy to see that they were able to have their little rehab moment as well.
Right. It was whatever that little pick was, because I think that it was a murder weapon too.
It was a
which
like
we
a
don't
fire,
know yet.
Yeah,
like
fire poker.
But like, fire remember poker. We saw the blood splattering. I'm just wondering like where that what that innuendo was.
Like they were banging the pillow, so they probably.
But they
like,
kept showing these flashes of blood splattering with that same tool.
Probably,
so I'm like, Annalise, girl, was that you?
Hopefully, Michaela did not kill her in that moment. But obviously, Asher saying,
"I don't think it's going to be like the next episode she died."
Yeah, but Asher saying that or telling her right then that Annalise knew who Michaela's dad was.
Which
I think
was
it's the dumbest move he could ever do.
Asher, he just
that's your boy,
right? That's your boy. Go ahead,
get
Asher,
your boy.
He's dope, but like sometimes he puts his foot in his mouth. And, I mean, I can relate, but, yeah, I don't think he should have said that in that moment, because everyone seemed like they were coming together and, like, getting everything out, getting all their demons out, and he just, like, ruined it.
I think he himself thought that it was the right thing to do, because they were all having this honest moment, like, a real raw moment between each other. From the look of his face, he didn't look like he was doing it to kind of mess everything up.
It did, though. Yes, it did.
Really?
Not to mess everything up. He's just so into Michaela right now that after Michaela went, he literally gave Annalise the evil eyes and was like, you need to tell her all of the truth. She doesn't need to tell Michaela the truth right now. Like, you're literally only focused on, because he just saw Michaela express herself in her hurt. Mm-hmm. So I guess he kind of wanted to save the day.
He's like, so let me tell you what else.
We're here. And I just think it was inappropriate.
Yeah.
It was just not, it was not the time.
It's just going to do more harm than good at this point. Like, they've already been hiding it from her, so why choose this moment? But, I mean, he messes up sometimes, so it is what it is.
Do y'all feel like Michaela overreacted when she was like, if he's telling the truth, I'm going to kill you, when she was talking to Annalise?
Yeah, it was a little dramatic. Mm-hmm.
I was like, baby girl.
I mean, she was kind of dramatic this whole episode, which there were parts that I liked, but even the end when she was said she's going to cut off Gabriel's...
And put him in a disposal.
Somebody just got arrested for that. Actually. Yeah, I know. I just saw it. And I've heard this story like 3 times, so...
Yeah, Somebody just got arrested for putting it in a garbage disposal?
All of you men in the chat room, be careful out here, because these women's is crazy.
Dang, people get creative with their murders, I tell you. Okay, before we move on to our next topic about our Keating 5, Jamie has something for us?
Yes! Okay, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We love our fans, our viewers. You are now part of the AfterBuzz family. No, we love all of you guys. And as CJ even said... The haters, too. As you can see, this is a drama channel, but we have everything from drama TV, reality TV, competition shows, you name it. So, in order to keep the conversation going, like this video, thumbs it up, subscribe. If you're listening, we love you, too. That's on Spotify, iTunes, the whole kit and caboodle. But, of course, keep the conversation going and leave a comment, and we love you for watching.
Yes. Thank y'all so much. That was awesome.
Honestly, I missed this chat so much because...
Chat is always lit.
Because after tonight, I always love going back and seeing the comments that you guys leave, so I'm excited.
They're mostly, like, hating on me.
That's why they're so funny!
Because we like to laugh at them, too. Whoa. But every blue moon, you know, show some love.
Every now and then. Okay, so, Laurel's missing, and no one has gone to the police. I thought that this was insane.
They went, eventually.
Eventually. But a baby's missing and your best friend is missing. Right. And I know the FBI's on your back, but who cares? Your friend's missing and you don't go to the police? Y'all aren't as shocked as I am.
Okay, no, yeah, you're acting like this is the Brady Bunch.
I'm acting like it's a real thing.
Well, okay, I think that part of them, one, they're scared to go to the FBI because they've already had, they have too much heat on them already. Everyone's already always looking at them. But I feel like they're hoping that Laurel is actually okay and that maybe, you know, one of her family members kidnapped her so that they're not actually going to kill her or her baby.
Or maybe she ran away.
Or maybe, I think she ran away too. But yeah. It's like they're... Throughout the show, they made what I'm thinking even more. They made the point even more as they're like, what if she's locked in a basement somewhere and we're not doing anything? Like, they're fully choosing themselves over choosing to help her. Like, I get it. I get it. But it's just like, you're not a real... If we're talking in terms of the show and how they're supposed to be, you're not a real friend.
I could relate to what you're saying because I thought about that when Annalise was like, this is her funeral, she's dead. I was like, nah, but what if she really needs you? However, with me being on season 6 of the show, like all of us watching it this far, we kind of know it's never what it seems.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
So, though I'm like, y'all not being good friends, on the other hand, I'm like, she's good. She might not be good, but she's good enough. She's good enough where her head ain't showing up on the doorstep.
Right. Especially after Frank found the key, I feel like she's leaving notes for them to find her or something.
She's smart.
Yeah. Oh. Come on.
Hey. I went back and watched the last episode of the last season on my way here, or before I got here. But watching that, it makes me think more and more that she actually left. Because we have to remember, she takes the steps to... write a thing for Connor and Oliver to be Christopher's guardians. Oh, but then Christopher is gone, so that doesn't make sense.
We had someone in the chat room say earlier that she Laurel thanked Annalise right before she went missing.
She also did that.
I can't. Mm-hmm. I don't know where it is in the chat room, so thank you for mentioning that. And I forgot that she had that little moment before she departed.
Right.
So it could be that Laurel was planning something with her family, was like, just take me and Christopher instead and leave everyone alone, because you know she always tries to save the day.
Right.
It could be anything.
There was also a moment where, I think it actually is relevant, but the governor and Laurel's brother have this moment where they're like, okay, they didn't do this, so I guess we have to resort to plan B. And then 2 minutes later, Laurel's gone. So there are things that could be involved, but I almost think that's more of like Christopher. They took Christopher and Laurel just left. I don't know. But anyway, I was just shocked that they had not called the police yet, even though they have their reasons.
They were trying to be smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They never called the police.
Well, technically, no, they never did call the police. Yeah. Michaela, when she and Gabriel have this moment, I guess they're dating now?
Who, Gabriel and Michaela?
She said she wants him. She said she couldn't resist.
But he said he loves her
too much.
I must have blacked out during that. Or maybe I just didn't want
to
hear it.
She came to the door saying, "I love you too." First of all, slow down and calm down. We don't even trust him yet.
No.
I think we want to, but it's hard.
I kind of do, I feel like I should. Team Gabriel?
Like, Gabriel's telling the truth last
time? Well, we still don't trust him. Well, he was in the studio,
so we had to support his character. No.
Hey, Rome. Flynn Jones is back again.
Yes.
I was surprised that she told him that Laurel's missing. But I guess it seems like maybe she was planning on saying something, though. In the first place. Like, when she goes to Annalise and she's like, oh, she's not there. Or, I'm going to the police and whatever. I don't know. Maybe. But I don't know that I want to focus on their relationship. Because I just don't.
Wait, who's the wish?
Michaela and Gabriel. And Gabriel. Yeah.
Just because we don't really know fully what's going to come of that. It's still a little iffy.
Do we feel like Michaela's always trying to be in a relationship or be with someone, or she's kind of looking for her partners to make her feel validated?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think she's trying to fill this void because she doesn't know who her birth parents are.
Yeah, she grew up,
you know, under crazy circumstances. And I mean, the very first season, she lost her fiance, you know, like not to death, but you know what I mean? So.
I was like, dang, I missed that. Okay. You're definitely right. And even like when they show her still looking for her parents and Asher's like, you're still doing that, it actually kind of, I didn't think she would still be looking into them.
Drake in the chat says, I think Gabe is good. We should worry about his mama.
We should definitely worry about his mom.
She's a lot. Okay,
can we just talk about that? Because I thought that was just so random that they made that lady his mom.
Why?
Because, like, it was just, like, I feel like last minute they're like, who can be Gabriel's mom? And they just, like,
his daddy, who is Sam, is white.
Right.
We knew that his mama was black.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about that. I wasn't expecting it to be the Vivian lady. I thought it was going to be, like, someone we haven't seen.
We haven't?
Well, we haven't seen Vivian. We just knew her name. So this is our first time seeing her. So you just don't like how she looks?
Wait, no, was that not... wait, was this not... I thought that...
Before the show...
Explain yourself.
We saw the first time we've seen her on camera.
We saw her mom. We saw the grandma.
I thought, forgive CJ. No, I thought that, you know that lady that was helping Nate at, like, the desk? I thought that was her for some reason.
You need to apologize.
well, that beautiful black woman, Vivian.
Her name is Marsha Stephanie Blake, and you should apologize. Marsha.
But don't you think they
look similar? I don't think they look similar
at all.
It's
the first time we've seen her, but
Black Mac said you just don't like how she looks.
I think that the fact that she's kind of spying on her own son is weird to me, though. Like,
he's lying.
I know he's lying to her, but, like, she has the Sam thing. Is it just like a case box that she has? Or to me, it seemed like it was like ashes inside, but I guess no. Oh, no, it's definitely not ashes, but.
I feel like it makes us look at Sam with crossed-eyed again, because I just don't trust him.
Well, why? You mean Gabriel?
No, Sam. Keating. The fact that she has that box makes me even like more about Sam.
Well, she's looking into him because remember the detective at the end of the last season contacted her about Gabriel, and obviously Gabriel went to the school he's going to and is lying because of his dad. Yeah. He didn't want his mom to know. But it's just, I'm like, why are you at this point so involved? I know it's your son looking into him and it's his dad, but to me it's just a little weird. Like, I totally get he's lying to her, but also confront him. Why are you hiding? Why would she hide it?
Right.
What's her reasoning? I'm literally asking, why would she hide it? I can't think of a reason.
All I know is she's a lot more strong-willed and strong-minded than I thought the character Vivian was going to be.
Yeah.
I am so excited to, like, for the fire she's going
to
bring.
That is what I'm excited to. Yeah, I think what I thought when I heard of Vivian, that she might just be this more, like, timid, like, oh, Sam cheated on me with the other, I don't know. And, like, to see her this, it's like, she seems very strong, aggressive, which is, nothing's wrong with that, but I'm excited
she's
to kind of see.
She's not meek at all. I thought she was going to be meek. Mm-hmm. She's not meek at all, and I'm like, okay. What, CJ? CJ, what is
right,
it?
What is it?
Nothing. I'm just listening. Continue.
He's just laughing. Continue. She is not meek. She's amazing. So yes, I'm excited. Come on, Vivian. For sure. The other people that I'm super excited about seeing more of this season, this whole thing with Tegan. So is Tegan, I know I said it in the open, but is Tegan officially guilty of killing Crawford? Do we think that?
I didn't think so until she saw his glasses and put it in a trash and was like, bye. Boy, bye. I was like, oh.
But I feel like they're trying to make it obvious that she did it, but she didn't do it.
Well, she maybe had something to do with it.
Yeah.
It just happened so close because remember she was going up the stairs and then didn't she offer him the drink last season? And then that's how he...
Well, no, he pours it and then she says... I only remember this because I rewatched it. He pours it and then she says, I'm more of a gin girl. I'll be right back. So, like, she could have already done something and then kind of knowing what was going to happen because she just did him this huge favor by going and saying, by the way, I'm Jane Doe. I'm the one who did this with the Castillos. But we now know she has way more involvement with the Castillos because when Nate's looking her up and he sees, he Googles, like, Tegan Price, Mexico City, and it's the picture of her, like, chummy. I mean, they're on a panel of some sort with Jorge Castillo.
But she was always close with them before Annalise came in.
She was.
I think my concern with Tegan is that she's to the FBI, you need to look into this, someone poisoned him, da-da-da-da-da, and then as soon as no one's around, her attitude switches.
Right.
Like, when she called Annalise and she was talking to Annalise, she was so heartbroken, so distraught, right. ay, and then... And then, like, she moves into her office space, and now she's back to her, you know...
Because that's a sign of a true killer.
That's what
somebody
I'm saying.
Somebody who can really make you think. Like, she's been on our suspect list. Absolutely. She's been on our suspect list since we found out he died, obviously. But the fact that, I mean, she was, even tonight, I was like, oh, maybe she didn't do it.
Did Laurel disappear before he died?
Around the same time.
It was literally like scenes. I can't remember how they put it in the show.
She might have had something to do with it. Someone with the name Castillo had something to do with this death.
If you're watching in the chat, we want to know if you think Tegan is guilty. This is going to be a question that is reoccurring until we find out who actually killed Emmett. So whenever you listen to this, whether you're on iTunes or YouTube, go ahead and leave a comment on whether you think Tegan killed Emmett or not.
Oh, yes. Y'all seem pretty mixed in chat right now. But I'm going to go with she did, but it's just like, it's her reasoning seriously. If she did, is her reasoning actually, you know, to become managing partner or whatever it is? She's taking his place, obviously. But even when she's... I don't know.
I don't think she has the cojones to kill.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
I don't think so.
But literally,
do you think she has the cojones to be involved?
I mean, yeah. I don't see her getting her own hands dirty. She's like the type of person who hires a hitman.
Well, but women kill with poison.
But also, maybe she didn't mean for him to actually die. You know, like, she probably got, like, a little shook when she saw the foam coming out of the mouth. I would have been shook.
Well, same.
I just can't see Tegan being the type to, like, get her hands dirty. She's, like, a behind-the-scenes type person, not someone who just, like, do it herself.
Well, she put herself in the forefront whenever she signed off on the papers to get his body moved to London. She said, when Nate confronted her about it, she said it was because the managing partners wanted her to, and she just had to sign off on it. But, like... that's basically putting herself right out there, but sometimes the best place to hide is in plain sight.
Here's what I know. Whether she's hiding in plain sight or trying to be sneaky, Nate is going to find out.
Yeah.
Because y'all know that once he gets fixated on something, he is literally not going to stop. And right now, he thinks that Tegan is the devil.
He's fixated on her, for sure.
He thinks that she's the devil, and they're going to go head-to-head, and it's going to be fire.
And I'm excited to see that because
I hope you do it with
Nate.
No shirt.
I'm like, who would want to win that fight though? I don't even know.
We want Nate to win. We wanted Tegan to win if she didn't kill Emmett.
Right.
I want
Nate to win.
Were you like an Emmett fan?
No, I was a Tegan fan.
So why did you care if she killed him?
Because Emmett was innocent.
So we think.
To the park. Okay, I don't have time to argue with you today.
Anyway, show ends with them calling the police. Obviously, they're going all through the room. Frank finds this key. Who knows what it'll be to, but I'm sure it's going to be something super important.
Yeah. I'm so excited for the key.
Anything else we want to touch on before we get into our special segment?
I'm just excited for the next episode, honestly. I'm excited to see what happens next. And I have predictions, so I'll save it.
Okay, actually, before we do our Keating's Best, let's do our top three.
Okay, guys. So our top three, I guess we could say the top three murders of the entire series.
Which is so hard.
It was very hard, but I want to see if you guys agree. So, of course, leave comments down below and keep the conversation going. And, of course, live chat, light it up.
Yes.
All right. So, number three, Annalise's baby, which we find out later she was going to name him Sam, but the baby died in the car crash. We know that Frank was involved, Mahoney was involved, and it's just so many things happened to Annalise in her past life. Do you guys agree with this?
Absolutely.
I thought that was higher ranks for me.
Higher ranks for you.
For a good murder.
Okay.
According to, like, well, what else is on the list.
We gotta give the rest and then we'll see.
Right.
I think that definitely, out of all of the murders, I don't think, even though we picked three, I don't think it's like, this is the first one, this is the second one, this is the third one. I think it's just the top three of the whole show.
Yeah, for sure. One. I mean, it changed the entire trajectory of the show.
We
in
didn't
general,
see that coming.
What we knew about Annalise, you know? So, all right, number two, guys, is Nate killing Miller in season 5, last season. That was crazy because he was fixated on Miller. We know how Nate gets.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we didn't know if Nate was justified or not, but that was really crazy because this entire season of season 5 was focused on that.
And nobody knows still.
And still, nobody knows.
And prior to him killing Miller, he was mostly innocent. Like, he was the good guy. So him killing Miller made him one of everyone else.
Yeah.
Exactly. Turning point. Okay. And last but not least, but also number one, is Bonnie killing Rebecca in season 1.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Of course, everyone was distraught. Nobody knew who did it. But the way she did it, she was so sneaky about it with the saran wrap and all of that.
She
was just
cold.
Wild.
It took us forever to figure out that murder.
Yeah, it did. So, you guys agree? Or what, CJ?
And another that nobody knows. I think that's what makes it so good because no one ever found out, like, where's Rebecca? No, literally no one
forever.
Knows.
It took forever.
Yes. So that was our top three. And if you guys agree, let us know in the live chat and, of course, in the comments. And let us know your top three.
Top three, not in any order.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay, and now we're going to get into our special segment.
Yes, it is called Keating's Best. So Keating's Best, we choose who out of this episode was our, did the most of the... episode, like,
yeah.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Keating's Best.
Okay, so I'll start with you, April. Who is your Keating's Best?
To me tonight is Nate because he is on to Tegan, and I think he's on to her in a way that he should be. Okay. So Nate for me.
Mine was gonna be Nate, but I'm gonna actually pick Connor and Oliver. I'm gonna say both of their names because they're a couple, you know.
Yeah, Colliver.
And they're married, Colliver. So they're one, Colliver, because Laurel made them the guardian over Christopher, and they never, like, said anything or tried to throw it in anyone's face, and they casually brought it up tonight, and I just respect their growth and just where they are. So I'm going to say them, but
that's
Nate was
one.
My number one.
Okay.
Okay. This is hard. So, and her name escapes me, but I'm just going to say Annalise's roommate, and the reason
that
Sally, thank you guys.
Okay,
she didn't. It's mine. But I say her because I feel like she was able to awaken something in Annalise, but also within herself, I give her kudos for her admitting as a mother that she hated her kids.
Yeah.
I think I think a lot of parents, not that they hate their kids, but
it's like resentment.
It's resentment, and I mean, as you get older, like, you literally, once you have a kid, you have them forever until you die. So, you know, that's why I'm like, I kind of kudos to her for admitting
you
it.
Kinda
like so it. I give her, I mean, I don't have kids, but I just give her props for admitting it and for being strong enough to do that.
Yeah.
I agree. I say Sally is my Keating's Best, but I think it's because when she said, like, the next morning that Annalise came back trying to, like, cover up what she was saying, she was like, I see you, I love you, and I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
So,
I agree.
Awesome. But yeah, tell me, you guys, who you think your Keating's Best is in the comments below, and we'd love to chat with you.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Let's quickly move into some news and gossip. So I wanted to do a few things for you guys. We already know that this is the final season of How to Get Away with Murder. It is ending tonight. If you weren't able to check out Pete Norwalk's tweet when he tweeted out why this is ending, it's up on the screen. Head to his Twitter to see it, because I think it's just, for all of us How to Get Away with Murder fans, it's just something so heartfelt, and we want to know why it's coming to a close.
Yeah.
And it kind of helps with our prediction.
And it makes me feel better that he says it was brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal decision.
That it was hard to say. Moving on to the Variety interview that Annalise recently did, talking about season 6 when it relates to her and Olivia Pope. She literally says, I still believe, and I will say this until I go to my grave, that Annalise Keating and Olivia Pope are the greatest characters on TV.
Yes.
And I 100% agree. We love Shondaland. We love TGITs because we always got two
powerhouses, and now both shows are going to be
Scandal.
Done.
Yeah, isn't Scandal already done?
Yeah, it's done. So we're definitely going to miss seeing Annalise on our screens. I definitely agree with her about her and Olivia being the best. The greatest. Mm-hmm. If you agree, let us know in the chat room. And hopefully no one feels skated or, you know, offended by her comment.
No, yeah, I don't think
so. Who do you guys like better?
She's
better. Annalise or Olivia Pope?
Let's not start that. And you. Let's
not start that. Okay, I gotta go Annalise. Yeah. She's more quiet with her dirt.
I can't pick. I love them both.
Honestly, I know who mine is, but I don't want
to
say it.
I'm going to go ahead and wrap news and gossip there because we don't want to start no problems, okay?
No, we don't want no problems.
You all did right. So great at news and gossip. You should do it all the time.
Oh, thanks, CJ.
Let's do some predictions.
Okay.
Some quick predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Start us off, Captain.
Oh, okay. Actually, I do have a good one, and the chat reminded me of it because I was thinking of this on the way here. Remember that there is a baby blanket of Christopher's that has Miller's blood on it in that room. So that's actually what I thought Frank was kind of noticing at first. So I feel like that's definitely going to come about somehow. I'm also going to fully say that we're going to find out that Laurel was actually the crazy one. Not Boy, that her family crazy. Isn't, but I think that she's actually done more. I know it's kind of left right now since she wasn't really in the episode, but I think we are going to find that out. Watching the finale again of last season reminded me of it.
My prediction, which I know other people kind of predict with me, is that Annalise doesn't really die because they wouldn't do that to us. She's not going to be dead. She may fake her death or try to run off somewhere, but she's not physically dead in the casket, and I'm going to leave that as that.
I don't think she's dead either.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Well, just to kind of piggyback on that, I don't think she's dead. I remember saying this last season. I was like, she's going to change her name. I forget what I said she was going to change her name to. But now I'm like, we already know that she's changed her name this season, you know, for a brief second. So I'm like, she's going to change her name, move outside of the country or to the countryside and start a new life. Now with Vivian, I'm really excited with her character. And I feel like her and Annalise, I don't know if it's going to be. They're going to duke it out. And maybe that's how Annalise dies. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like it's going to get violent, but or it's going to be something, and I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I am excited for the fight between Vivian and Annalise. That's going to be awesome. It's going to be, I feel like that's going to be bigger than the Annalise and Tegan fight. Mm. Also, I do think Annalise is dead because it's the final season, and I think that Laurel did it, and she's going to come back and, like, kill, because she didn't get her turn with the pillow, so she's got
to use that firecracker.
And also, he uses that little pick torch that, you know,
right,
with all that blood splatter. Was that Annalise's blood?
Maybe Laurel didn't get her turn, so she killed Annalise
or Vivian.
I don't know. Thankfully, we have so much of the season. I'm really sad that it's the last season with y'all as well, but I'm so excited for it. In the meantime, y'all can find all of us everywhere at AfterBuzz TV. You can find me everywhere at April Wisson Hand.
And you can follow me on all social platforms at @Hay_itslay.
Hey, and you can find me on Twitter at @itsjamiegray or on Instagram at @jamiegray, J-A-I-M-I.
And CJ Walker here. You can find me everywhere at ICJ Walker, even on YouTube, because I'm a YouTuber.
Awesome. See y'all next week.
Later. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.